This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. An Ashland-based nonprofit, the Burke Center for Ecosystem Research, has successfully rerouted a 500-foot section of North Fish Creek near Eno to combat Lake Superior's largest source of sediment. The project moved the waterway 50 yards from an eroding bluff, aiming to reduce sediment by 2,800 tons annually, preventing that material from eventually reaching Shawamigan Bay, where the city of Ashland draws its drinking water and improving trout habitat. The project, the fifth and largest on Fish Creek since 2018, contributes to the Burke Center's long-term sediment reduction goal, with plans for an even larger downstream project. Thursday, October 30th at 4 p.m., it's Ghosts and Ghouls with storyteller Tracy Chipman over at the Phillips Public Library. Tracy will share a collection of hauntingly delightful stories perfect for the Halloween season. Costumes are encouraged, so come dressed to impress. This is free and family-friendly, so be sure not to miss it. Once again, it's taking place Thursday, October 30th at 4 p.m. over at 286 Cherry Street in Phillips. The Public Service Commission of Wisconsin is encouraging electric and natural gas utility customers with outstanding bills to take action. Melissa Kay has more.
The moratorium period begins November 1st and runs through April 15th. During that time, utilities are prohibited from disconnecting utility service for non-payment when it's used for home heating. If you're currently disconnected, however, you must make arrangements to restore service before the moratorium begins. Utilities are not required to reconnect service until payment arrangements have been made. You can make arrangements directly with your provider or apply for financial assistance. You can find more information and links at energyandhousing.wi.gov.
With respiratory virus season rapidly approaching in Wisconsin, and levels of viruses like flu, COVID-19, and RSV increasing, it is very important to take steps to help keep illness from derailing your plans. Be sure to check the respiratory illness activity where you live, located at dhs.wisconsin.gov, and do your part to keep yourself and everyone around you healthy and safe. Thursday, October 23rd at 6 p.m., it's Christian Cold, retired DNR educator and wildlife technician. You're invited out to the Wisconsin Concrete Park for an insightful and educational presentation and to learn about our Wisconsin wildlife with a bonus session about the ethics and future of hunting, fishing, and trapping in our state. All ages are welcome, and this program is free and open to the public. Once again, this is taking place Thursday, October 23rd at 6 p.m. over at the Wisconsin Concrete Park in Phillips. If you have horses, you may want to consider protecting them against mosquito bites. Melissa Kay reports.
The state announced the first positive case of Eastern Equine Encephalitis, or EEE, on Friday. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection confirms the case of EEE in Marathon County in a 5-year-old colt. EEE and West Nile virus are only transmitted by mosquito bites and are not contagious between horses. These viruses can cause inflammation of the brain. According to the DATCP, EEE is fatal in most horses showing signs of illness. Confirmation of an infection in the state confirms the presence of EEE in the mosquito population. The virus can be transmitted to people and animals through an infected mosquito bite. Horses can be vaccinated for Eastern Equine Encephalitis and West Nile virus, and officials recommend reducing exposure to mosquitoes by keeping horses in the barn from dusk to dawn when mosquitoes are most active.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Packers beat the Cards.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Arizona, where the Green Bay Packers held on to win last night 27-23 over the Cardinals. The road trip began with a 5-hour flight delay. when the team plane had mechanical problems on the ground in Green Bay. Matt LaFleur.
From the moment we got on the trip, nothing seemed to go right to in game. There was a lot of things that didn't go right, but the guys kept battling, and that's what it takes in this league.
Packers running back Josh Jacobs had 13 carries for 55 yards, scoring twice, including the winning touchdown, despite dealing with the flu and a calf injury.
They really didn't really want me to play today. It was one of them things where I kind of had to convince them. You also got to know who you're talking to. I'm one of them guys, man, if I feel like I can spin and I'm not going to hurt the team by trying to, you know, play, then I'm going to go out there and give it everything I got.
College football, the Badgers losing to Ohio State 34-0. A report says if Wisconsin decides to fire Luke Fickell, they would owe the coach $25 million in a contract buyout. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.